on with us next week, just ahead of what's going to be an amazing event, the first presidential debate. And if you have not already made plans, I hope you will. Join me and Nevada Republican Party Chair Michael McDonald as we watch the Trump-Biden event. And it's going to be spectacular. It's going to be an historic event. And it's going to be great. It's going to be at Rhythm Kitchen. If you have not already gotten your tickets, because of the pandemic, we are operating at 50% capacity. So that means a lot of you are going to come to the door and find out that we simply can't accept anymore. That's why I want you to get your tickets now. Do it right now. And all you got to do is go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com. You'll see the flyer, you'll see the link, and you can get your tickets and get them right now. Get them before they're gone, okay? My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. James Settlemyer, state senator, gentleman rancher. He is one for one on lawsuits. He won yesterday on the two-thirds deal, okay? And then the Republicans lost today on another lawsuit. So apparently all the judges, I guess, are working these days. Stay where you are. James Settlemyer will join us coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And it's a little bit after 4:30, and I've got some good news here. There's no major delays as I check out our hundreds of traffic cameras stationed all over southern Nevada. Moderate flows on the 15 as you work your way through there, northbound at Bonanza, southbound at Lake Mead. No restrictions as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl there. Maybe you'll tap the brakes. 515 eastbound at Main, US 95 at Rancho. Otherwise, not too bad. Some overnight road work to be aware of. That's on Interstate 15 northbound at St. Rose Parkway. It's the off-ramp and left shoulder which is going to be affected. It will close tonight at 9 p.m.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. It was a good opening of Allegiant Stadium for the Raiders as they beat the Saints yesterday 34-24. Derek Carr, 28 of 38, 282 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Josh Jacobs running 27 times for 88 yards. Darren Waller, 12 receptions, 103 yards. No other Raider had more than 3 receptions in the game. So the Raiders now sit with a record of 2-0, while the Saints, they drop to 1-1. Up next for the Raiders, they are set to visit New England to take on the Patriots on Sunday, while the Saints, they are going to be playing host to Green Bay coming up on Sunday. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3. Plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. You know what it's time for now? A $25 gift card to Pancho's Mexican restaurant. Yeah. And all you got to do is be caller number 3 right now. Caller number 3 right now. And here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Again, that number, 844-263-8232. Be caller number 3. Caller number 3 right now, and you'll be our winner. And by the way, the winners, the daily winners, go into a hopper. Next Monday, we're going to be giving away a $100 gift card. Yeah. A $100 gift card. This is gonna be, we're kind of escalating things, you know. Yeah, this is gonna be a lot of fun. And by the way, just for the record, we are going to have James Settlemyer on. James Settlemyer is a state senator, and yeah, this is gonna be fun. It's gonna be so much fun. So caller number 3 will be our winner for this. Pancho's Mexican restaurant. Yeah. Can I tell you, I love giving stuff away. You know, we always used to talk years ago in radio, and we always talked about what I have always called listener benefit. When Gentleman Jim gives a traffic report and says, well, get off the 215, at Decatur and go up to Jones and get back on, it'll save you about 30 minutes. That's a pretty cool deal. Nah, that's great. And I always call it listener benefit. And that's what's going to be happening. I want you to hear. I want you to hear Chuck Schumer. He went nuts. And you want to talk about empty rhetoric on this SCOTUS pick, on this Supreme Court justice pick? That's what we heard this morning and this afternoon from Chuck Schumer. This is cut number 6. Chuck Schumer, empty rhetoric on the SCOTUS pick. Here it is.
Now, tomorrow, the recently departed Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose at the Supreme Court. And on Friday, Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in state here in the Capitol, the first time in our nation's long history that a woman has ever received the honor. I can think of no more fitting tribute for a woman who made a life's work of going where women had never gone before. Even with the benefit of a few days, the loss of Justice Ginsburg is devastating. You need only walk by the Supreme Court today where flowers, candles, chalk-written notes, and spontaneous demonstrations have clogged the sidewalks for 4 days straight to know her impact on this country. We will honor her this week. And by all rights, we should honor her dying wish, imparted to her granddaughter, that she, quote, not be replaced until the next president is installed. All the words and encomia for Justice Ginsburg from the other side ring hollow if they won't honor her last dying wish. And yesterday, the Republican side, so often President Trump, seems to make it worse. President Trump mocked Justice Ginsburg's dying wish by insinuating that his granddaughter was a liar, once again confirming every terrible thing we know about our president. He said that Justice Ginsburg's statement was something that sounds like, quote, a Schumer deal or maybe a Pelosi or Shifty Schiff. That's the president of the United States of America baselessly suggesting that Democrats fabricated the dying wish of the late Justice Ginsburg. It was a coarse, shameful, lying insult to the late Justice Ginsburg and to her family. If the president had a shred of human decency, even a little, he'd apologize. But we all know he won't. Everyone here in the Senate ought to be disgusted by the president's comments. How low can this president go? He knows no depth.
There you have it. Chuck Schumer. And Chuck Schumer is just nuts. And there's nothing he can do about this thing. That's why we have this empty rhetoric that we've gotten from him and from Nancy Pelosi. It's because they can't stop this thing. We'll get with James Settlemyer, and we'll find out about what these court actions mean to the people of Nevada. We'll do that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Uh-oh. Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper. But you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten...
brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them. They think the at-fault driver will be the one who actually has to pay.
I'm Kevin Rowe, and the truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. Hurt in a wreck? Need a check? Call Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Scott Guido, managing attorney. Kevin Rowe is only licensed in Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, and Illinois.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to Joe from Henderson. He's a winner of a $25 gift card to Poncho's, and now he's eligible to win next Monday a $100 Nordstrom gift card. So congratulations to Joe from Henderson. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with James Settlemyer, state senator from District 17. I call him the prototypical gentleman rancher. He is he just looks the part. It's like you could go to Central Casting. Find me somebody that looks like a gentleman rancher. And you find James Settlemyer. Senator, thanks so much for joining us. Always good to talk to you. How's life been up in the most beautiful part of our state?
It's been a little bit smoky as of late. I have to thank California for sending us all the smoke.
Oh, my God. Yesterday, I know you had to be very, very pleased. The two-thirds vote thing for legislation of taxation, you won. And you won in a big way. The big question is, did you win for good, or is this thing going to the state Supreme Court?
We've already been told it's going to be appealed. We all knew it was going to be appealed to the Nevada State Supreme Court, and that's why it's so important that everyone pay attention, because when you're picking your Supreme Court members, this is the type of stuff that they're going to have to decide on.
And explain, give people the backstory for those that have not been following this thing.
Sure. The citizens of the state of Nevada, back in the 80s, put into the Constitution that if you wanted to increase taxes in any form, if you want to increase revenue in any form, it requires a two-thirds vote of the legislature of each house of the Nevada State Legislature, the Senate and the Assembly. Well, last session, they decided at the end that, they really don't need a two-thirds vote. They don't really consider it to be an increase if it was just something that was supposed to sunset, go away, or if it's an exemption such as property taxes. Currently, you're at 3% increase a year, but businesses are 8%. Well, if they took it to 8, that's not really an increase because somebody else pays that currently, so that's not really an increase. It's just you had an exemption to go lower. So those type of things, they're saying, no, we don't have to obey the two-thirds rule, which is against everything we've always done at the Nevada legislature. We've always interpreted it in the past, since the 80s, in any form, meaning you increase taxes in any form, it requires a two-thirds vote. Well, they didn't want to have to do that, so they just ran it through on a majority vote. We told them the entire time that the Senate Republicans would sue, and if they violated the Constitution, they didn't care. We sued them, and in district court, the district court agreed with us that the plain language of the Constitution is pretty easy to read. Therefore, they granted our motion of summary judgment. However, the other side will be appealing that, and it will go up to the Nevada Supreme Court, and it's probably going to take all the way to February or March before we even get a hearing on that.
I was going to ask you, because there is a large amount of money. I mean, this would create, if that judgment by Judge Russell is upheld, that's going to create quite a hole in the budget, isn't it? Do you know how much would be involved?
Well, the DMV fee at the time, because again, this applied to the $1 transaction fee on every transaction of the DMV. And originally, we, you know, during session, we were told, okay, we're doing this technology fee for such a period of time in order to pay off the new technology. Well, with no explanation, other than they wanted to keep the revenue stream coming in, they extended that. And that's supposed to be $7 million. Now, with COVID, there's a lot of people who have chosen to maybe get rid of other vehicles or to no longer be in the state. But I don't think that will generate the $7 million they thought it would in the past. The other one related to the modified business tax, which, again, sadly, if you're having 30% unemployment in the state of Nevada, you're not going to have the same type of payroll taxes being generated that you were before. So I don't necessarily believe that it would generate the $95 million that they thought it would back during session. Now, that being said, in the most recent meetings of the some of the subcommittees dealing with the CARES Act funding, they agreed to take another $100 million of CARES Act funding in order to pay state employees out of that pot of money instead, which frees up another $100 million. So I believe that the money exists. They won't necessarily want to spend it on that, but then maybe they should not have broken the Constitution and voted illegally.
Okay, so you won. You won yesterday. Today, obviously, is another day in the legal business, and there is another lawsuit that is out there, which is the mail-in ballot lawsuit. Where are we on that?
Well, my understanding is that the Secretary of State was the only person named in the lawsuit by the Trump administration, and the Secretary of State was dismissed out of that court case, so that means there is no case in that respect. And I believe there was one filed by Sharon Angle that was dismissed as well.
So in other words, that lawsuit, so we're going to have mail-in ballots. Are you fairly convinced that when we roll around to October 1st or 5th or whatever it is, that we end up getting mail-in ballots?
Yes, the mail-in ballots actually will be mailed by the 27th of this month. So in that respect, I believe that everyone will have a ballot made to them fairly soon, so they have to be mailed out by the 27th. Some counties are mailing them out on the 21st. So they're supposed to mail them out yesterday. So some counties will start to see those in the mail any day. In that respect, you know, the real questions that came down were, you know, when they'll be counted, how long it'll take them to count. Will many people choose to go vote in person? How will the signatures be verified to ensure that those people that mail them in, that the signatures are, you know, appropriately verified in the rules during the primary? The concept of ballot signature verification was different in Clark County, and I tend to believe that things should be consistent.
Wow.
In the rules, they'd have three people in the counties were all looking at the signatures, and three people would have to sign off and say, yep, that looks like that person's signature. And my own daughter, her ballot, they said, was not valid. And it made sense, though. You know, when she signed up to vote when she was 18, and now she's 20, and her signature has changed a little bit because she's actually had to sign things. Nowadays, the younger generation doesn't necessarily sign as many things as maybe me or you did in our generation.
No, thumbprints and all kinds. No, thumbprints and all kinds of other stuff. James, I want to thank you for joining us on short notice, and I wanted to get your reaction to both these lawsuits. You win a few, you lose a few, and some you get rained out. But hey, thank you so much. It's always fun visiting with you, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Thanks, James. James Settlemyer, Senate Minority Leader, State Senator, District 17. Stick around, more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
The VAT license 489447-1642. Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older. Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Nevada license 48944-71642.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it really spoiled a really nice night. I mean, really honestly. John Gruden, the winning coach, gets fined $100,000 because they did not follow the NFL's mask protocols. So this way, so you can't blame this one on King Sisolak. No, this is not a King Sisolak mandate. This is something different. This is the league gave him a $100,000 fine, and the Raiders and the Saints were each fined $250,000. A lot of money changed hands, and it wasn't all in the strip sports books. No, this was. You know, this is the NFL doing what the NFL always does. They are, you know, they don't call them the no fun league for nothing. I'm becoming more and more convinced that the National Football League is hell bent on chasing everybody away. Anybody that doesn't, you know, fit their cookie cutter image. Yeah, coming up, Megan Barth. ReaganBabe.com, 42 days to Election Day. Early voting begins October 17th. We're at 6 weeks, 6 weeks and counting to a presidential election. 1 week from the debate. Hope you're going to be with us at Rhythm Kitchen. Go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com, and you can watch the game. You can watch the whole thing with me. It's going to be wonderful. We'll talk about it coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers.